Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
And welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Can you believe it? Training camp, exhibition games, they're all here. We're making our way towards the regular season. I did want to just take a second and thank you guys for an amazing offseason as far as our podcast numbers are concerned. And obviously, Stick Tap go out to Robert Tiffin, Sean Shapiro, my guest coming up, David Castillo. These guys have been such a massive part of Spits and Suds. They help grow Spits and Suds, and that's what it's all about. And you guys did it as well. And our goal from the beginning is growing the great game of hockey. So that leads me to our title sponsor of Spits and Suds. They also grow the great game of hockey in DFW. It's the on-time experts, because they've stepped up as an official heating, air, and plumbing partner of our Dallas Stars. And now they've stepped up and said, hey, we like your podcast. So now they're an official sponsor of Spits and Suds. And I mentioned this before on the podcast, but we were at the Prospects game, and I think it was Steven Meserve of 100 Degree Hockey said, hey, they really do support local hockey. Check it out. And on the ice was the Zamboni, sponsored by the On Time Experts. So they've come to my house for AC and for plumbing just a few times. And I was so satisfied because they really pride themselves on their 100% satisfaction guarantee. No excuses, no exceptions. You get same day service. So you're not going to have to wait around. I will tell you my personal experience. I booked it for the next day because it was a Saturday. I knew I'd be there. They gave me a 4-hour window. Okay. They called me that morning and narrowed it down to a 1-hour window. So I didn't have to worry and wait around for another 3 hours. On top of that, he showed up 20 minutes early for that. And that's the kind of pride they take in their service. And they want to correctly diagnose your issue because they want you as a long-term partner. They don't want your money and go. In fact, another experience I had, they actually showed me pictures of my AC unit and said, hey, this isn't necessarily ready. We can replace it today, but let's wait. And then they talked about the proper filtration system. And the one I was using, they said it's good, but if you use this one, it's going to put less pressure on your system. And they even, like, we went together on Amazon and checked out the various filters, and they said, oh, that's a good deal. That's a good product. That's the extra service you get from the on-time experts. So make sure You check them out. Open 24 hours with same-day service. It's the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. And while we're pumping the tires, let's pump the tires of our next guest. He is the foremost hockey expert in Tarrant County. Hopefully I don't make other Tarrant County people upset. But he is the greatness of David Castillo. And if you want to support David, which of course we all do, his Substack is called Star Stack. So some terrific episodes as far as writing on Star Stack. He also writes for D Magazine, which we will get into in a second. He's just got a lot of stuff going on. He also hosts a Stars Discord, which I just signed up for. So if you go to David Castillo's Twitter account, which is at David Castillo AC, you can enter kind of a chat room with other Stars fans. So I'm excited to get going on that. How are you, my friend? Great to talk to you.
So much better, even without a car for the last month, so much better now that you've joined the Discord, because so many people don't like you that it's going to be fun just kind of interacting with a bunch of doomers, Gavin being the positive joy dude that he is. I can't wait to see this kind of chaotic mix.
That is great. A tip of the cap to you. We did get another Spits and Suds review. It had nothing to do with me. So
what?
No, they all do. And it's great. I mean, I appreciate the 5-star reviews, but like the biggest compliment is when, you know, people say they love the guests, and you and Sean and Robert, and, you know, you can go into Leah Simakopoulos and Mike Heike. There's just so many. Taylor Baird, you know, it really is cool how many people are now covering local DFW hockey.
And of course, I'm kidding about people not liking you. You are an important part of the Stars media sphere. You're a total sweetheart, and we love you, Gavin.
Well, so. You're going to get a free dinner out of that one. Okay. So the D Magazine article that David wrote was really interesting. So just go to dmagazine.com, or it's featured on David's Twitter/X page. I really enjoyed this because it was a different look at the upcoming Dallas Stars. And if you say to yourself, self, what's it going to be like losing Mason Marchment, Evgeny Dadonov, Mikhail Granlund? They each scored over 20 goals. Like, how are the Stars going to make the difference up? And the D Magazine article is called Lessons in Chemistry, How the Stars Roster Could Be Even Better in 25-26. They won't be as talented, but maybe they don't need to be. So I always like to do this. I want to take a step back. Go into your thinking into writing this article. How did the concept come to fruition?
Well, a lot of it starts, as it always does, with me kind of snooping around a lot of the analytics work being done and sort of finding sort of pieces. And sometimes I think what people kind of don't really, and again, like, I apologize if you are sick of analytics, me talking about fancy stats. I always feel like a sense of mission when it comes to analytics, because I still feel like it's not really on the fans. It's on the fact that broadcasts aren't interested in explaining this stuff to you, and they don't really want to learn it themselves. They don't want to do homework. And kind of like when, you know, I talked to Matt Rodell, the director of analytics for the Dallas Stars, you know, his impression has always been, you know, like, whenever I look at these numbers, you know, it's almost always a confirmation. It's almost always a harmony with what we're seeing on the ice. And so very rarely are they tension pieces. And so that's kind of the kind of where I start, which is kind of looking at like certain numbers and looking at people like Louis Boulay, who is also a Senators fan. We won't hold it against him. And what the work that he's done in trying to kind of figure out ways to identify how chemistry adds value to a team, not simply players, but, you know, how that mixture specifically is able to kind of add value. And so this is kind of where I kind of began. And it's also something that I think is able to, right? We're so used to, I think largely what we get when we look at stats, whether it's like Corsi or expected goals, is just a player's impact on the ice. However, that is still just correlation. It's not causation. And so Lewis, who kind of brings a lot of Corey Schneider's tracking data, who is also like an essential source, I think, you know, by including how well a player exits the zone or enters the opponent's zone or is able to kind of evade pressure on the forecheck, et cetera, I think it gives you something closer to not just the impact of a player, which you might kind of think of as correlation, but the performance of a player, which I think is closer to, gets us closer to like causation, like, you know, what, you know, whether or not the player is actively influencing how well a team performs. And so that's kind of where I started, just looking at Boulay's work and trying to kind of figure out a way to kind of make it easy to like digest to a lay audience by starting with, well, let's look and see how Boulay's model rates these different potential combinations, which is obviously a big topic because we've already seen an early look at Gullitsyn's lines. And they were interesting. I think mostly interesting for the positive, but obviously a lot of people had some thoughts. I'm sure you have some thoughts as well. And I would love to hear why you continue to campaign for Colin Blackwell in the top six.
I never said Colin Blackwell in the top six.
Just explain yourself.
No,
just
I think for the price, I think it's $775 AAV per year for 2 years. I think he's the quarterback of your penalty kill, which is great. And I think he's a terrific fourth liner with a lot of grit, and he can score some goals. So that's why I like Colin Blackwell. Yes.
I'm not really being ironic, right? I mean, like, would you, like, before he ever played in Florida's top six, and I realize, you know, he was always kind of an analytics darling and he has plenty of experience in the top six. But, you know, Evan Rodriguez is not a name that immediately like kind of jumps out as like this, you know, just beast of a top six forward, even though he has the metrics to kind of, you know, sort of, you know, kind of identify him as a very, very effective player. So, Gavin, like, what's wrong with Colin Blackwell in the top six? Why not try it? Like, he's pretty darn good, isn't he?
Well, I think it comes down to me, it comes down to chemistry. As much as I am the Colin Blackwell number one fan, I will say Sam Steele has probably proven more than Colin that, you know, he would be a candidate to move up on lines.
Already, like, you lost me. Like, Sam, you know, like, here's the thing. Like, let me
I'm realistic, right?
You, Gavin. I think there are so many different ways the lines can break down, you know, kind of being a little facetious. So many different ways the lines can break down. I don't really think there's necessarily kind of a bad way per se. There are definitely ways to not maximize, you know, the lineup. But I mean, I personally, because, and granted, it was a limited sample, but I think because we've already seen Steele in a top six in Minnesota, I think we've seen it even in Dallas when he's had those moments. I think Steele's a really good player, but he is not a player that I think meshes well offensively with higher level talents. Whereas, listen, I'm going to defend your position, which should be your position. I think I wouldn't mind seeing Blackwell in the top six. I know that you have nothing to lose. You have everything to gain. And I feel like Blackwell's kind of skill set would lend itself to a top six in the same way like Patrick Eves was a player that never profiled like some sort of top six demon, but he became that when he was, you know, paired with the right players, right? 30 goals, you know, that that final season, or maybe it was the season before. I can't remember.
Well, I think that's what's interesting about your article is because on the surface, I think we all want to put top point getters together and assume that that's the best. But your article kind of disproves that. And you talk about the Stanley Cup teams. You talk about 2006 Anaheim with the pair of Ryan Getzlaff and Corey Perry. But they were alongside undrafted winger just Dustin Penner, Jeff Carter, and Tyler Toffoli when they were in L.A., that's a combination. They didn't, you point out, they didn't have a Yuri Lehtinen with them. I was just looking up Sidney Crosby's Stanley Cup years and Patrick Hornquist was with him, at one point. Hornquist, good player. All these players that I'm mentioning are good players, But, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean that that line is going to thrive just based on point production, right?
Yeah, no, it's the old like kind of Herb Brooks kind of principle. You know, it's not about the best players, it's about the right players. And I think it's you know, we saw this in Dallas with Alice Hemsky, right? Like, oh, Alice Hemsky, much better player than some of the other dudes they had paired with Sagan and Ben. But they didn't work at all. And that's because, you know, Hemsky was just kind of really a player that kind of played in a bubble, right? I think that's why he worked so well with Radek Faksa and Antoine Roussel when they were a line, which, as far as I know, I was the one that dubbed them the Facum line. Like, I think that's I'm just saying, like, I want to take credit for that.
You should.
And not that I ever think it was adopted by a bunch of people, but nonetheless, that's. It's a big part of, I think it's something that's also understudied from kind of like an analytics point of view, but something that we all kind of know intuitively. Like, just, you know, players have specific profiles. Some mesh well with others, others do not. And so, like, that was kind of really the genesis of the article, which is that, you know, you never quite know like where you find that perfect complement for a certain line. And Dallas has these options where, yes, you know, someone like a Colin Blackwell, probably, you know, probably not likely to play in the top six. But, you know, someone like Maverick Bourque, if he takes a step forward, you know, could very well be an answer in the top six. And, you know, yeah, they had just like a couple of shifts together, but it looked fantastic with Robertson and Johnston. And, so that's what I'm interested in. Like, I'm interested in kind of seeing where this kind of chemistry goes, whether they can find it, because as we saw in this kind of last season with DeBoer, man, there was just like zero interest in trying to kind of find something stable on the top line, right? Like, yes, a big part of it was Robertson's injury. Robertson even commented the other day about, you know, maybe like kind of trying too hard to come back so soon. But I think the other factor was just DeBoer not settling on a compliment. Like, so without Pavelski, you know, they just juggled around like Stankoven and Bourque and other players and just never really gave them a lot of time to kind of really mesh and find some chemistry. But, you know, the thing that I always kind of go back to with, you know, trying to kind of, you know, settle the doomers down when it comes to, you know, how Dallas can, you know, replace what's been lost, in this case, Granlund. Again, like, that's not how production works. This was the refrain, you know, I mentioned in the article, you know, this is the thing that people worried about with Pavelski. Oh, you lose Pavelski, you're losing 6-7 points. What are you going to do about it? They were fine. They were the same really elite offensive team. And of course, you know, there are other things that Pavelski provided that you could say that Dallas, you know, potentially missed. But, you know, for me, it all comes down to, well, you still have the same number of players on your roster. And those minutes will be replaced. Now it's a matter of like, well, what happens with those minutes and whether or not the chemistry maximizes those minutes, either offensively, defensively, or just kind of overall as a, you know, efficiency in the control of territory.
So you took Boulay's model or the tools that were offered and you compared it to Hintz, Rantanen, and Granlund, and how many wins is each line worth? And this was a fascinating part of the article. Measuring each line's worth in expected wins above replacement. And the one that came up on top was the line of Matt Duchene, Wyatt Johnston, and Mikko Rantanen.
Yes. So that was fascinating. Now I'm sure, like, you know, for any stats skeptic, you know, you're probably already rolling your eyes. Maybe you even like stop listening. Again, like, this is not, it's not really an exercise in sort of analytics so much as it is an exercise in like potential, right? What can potentially make the most sense? And so the reason why it didn't have, you know, Granlund, Hintz, and Rantanen rated as high is because, yeah, we saw what they did in the playoffs and, you know, Rantanen had a hat trick, Granlund had a hat trick. But the way these numbers work is that they emphasize, really, it's, you know, it may seem like a lot trying to measure what is, you know, what goes into a win. But it's really, you know, don't think about the plus minus of like goals. Try to think about the plus minus of shifts. All these models include at the core, even strength offense, even strength defense, penalty differential, because that is crucial, right? You know, if you are more likely to put your team on the power play and less likely to put your put the opponent on the power play, a la Mason Marchment, that's a pretty big deal because goals often get scored on special teams, right? In addition to shorthanded defense and power play offense. So that previous top line of Granlin, Rantanen, and Hintz did not rate as highly, in part because didn't have really strong metrics in terms of like the even strength defense. And then also, of course, you know, those players, you know, Rantanen, not a shorthanded player, et cetera. And so that's why the Duchesne Johnston Rantanen line rated so high, is because, well, you know, a player like Johnston rates really high on the PK as well as the power play, as do Duchesne and Rantanen on the power play. In addition to the fact that these are really good even strength players in terms of kind of overall possession, right? So, and I think we can all kind of see like how that would make sense. You know, I really do feel like Duchesne, not that I think, you know, there was anything wrong with Gulitzen's lines, you know, again, preliminary, right? But Duchesne having the speed to really kind of be Rantanen's legs is, I think, something that line is probably going to need long term. And yes, Duchesne doesn't have a whole lot of experience at left wing. In fact, as far as I know, he has more experience at right wing than he does at left wing. But I feel like Duchesne is such a capable and like veteran presence, like that's something he could adjust to, in addition to just being combined with those players. So so that's why I thought that was really interesting, and why I thought it was an interesting exercise, because I also think it's easy to see like how these lines could potentially work. And my personal hot take is that like I think it's going to be more important for this team to maximize its top six than to try to optimize line 1 through 4 in kind of the broad strokes. But maybe you disagree.
Well, I think what's interesting and what I like about analytics is you can kind of pick things out of it. And while Mikko Rantanen's mentioned a lot as far as your wins above replacement, Matt Duchesne is mentioned just as much as far as on these lines. And I don't want to say we take Matt Duchesne for granted, but what value he's brought to this Dallas Stars team. And that's what intrigues me about Duchesne, Johnson, and Rantanen. I mean, if you're going to put someone on the left wing, it seems as though Duchesne above others might be the best to make that adjustment. He's just that good. You talk about wins above replacement, and your top is, as we mentioned, Duchesne, Johnston, and Rantanen. And then the second, Robertson, Hintz, and Duchesne once again. And then you look at the third, it's Robertson, Hintz, and Rantanen, and so he's not there. But the fourth, Duchesne, Hintz, Rantanen. So three out of your top four, Matt Duchesne is a part of that line.
You know, let's backtrack. I think we do take Matt Duchesne for granted. You might be right.
I mean, call a spade a spade.
I mean, I think in part because people, it's kind of like with the Mitch Marner debate, right? I think there's so much, and this is kind of like, you know, just my personal kind of like pet peeve. Is it more important for a player to produce in the playoffs? Of course. However, I think because the playoffs give us such a limited view of player performance, I think that sort of that whole idea of like, are you a red light performer? What do you do in the playoffs? And that's the only thing that matters. Gets a little overstated. I mean, if you look at a lot of these players, especially players that perform in the playoffs, right? They're not players that, you know, with the exception of, I think Daniel Briere was a really notorious, just like amazing in the playoffs, kind of not really all there in the regular season. You know, he was okay, but was much better in the postseason. But players like Briere are the exception. Whereas I think most of these players that are, you know, quote unquote, you know, great in the playoffs, also are good in the regular season. So I don't think it's irrelevant that a player is great in the regular season and then, quote unquote, you know, disappears in the playoffs, given that, you know, we also often don't have a ton to work on. And so I think to Duchesne's credit, he was a player that, you know, was he great in the postseason? Of course not. This is not based on numbers, but I do think there's such a thing as being snake bit. I think Duchesne being snake bit, yep, especially in the Edmonton series, was a great example of that. And so this is where some of the numbers, I think, kind of gives us more of a kind of predictive picture of what to expect and kind of managing those expectations. Because I think Duchesne, as long as he plays like he did in the Edmonton series, I think the production will come. I do think he is a better player in the regular season, but I don't think he's the complete ghost that he was for most of that postseason run. And maybe being on a top line like that, where his skills are kind of always evident, even if, you know, he's not the defensive player that we'd like.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Come to be... is potentially on the horizon.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/2400 to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770 zero stop in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Well, what's also interesting about Matt Duchene is we have a veteran that's been in this league for a long time, but fairly new as far as playoff experience. And I think he's growing. And he admitted after the first time it was a long season, you know, going from what he thought was going to be Nashville, having surgeries and then joining Dallas, having that full second season in Dallas and doing well, but putting a lot of pressure on himself. So I'm interested to see what happens with this form of Matt Duchene, where he's in a comfort level and he has stability as far as a contract. He knows he's going to be in Dallas. So I think that the pressure will obviously always want to be there because, you know, he wants to raise that cup, but at the same time, maybe alleviated a little because some of those circumstances are now in the past.
Yeah, it's you know, even though it may not be something, you know, I could stick on a histogram or a bar graph, it's still, you know, an element that's obviously a part of, you know, player psychology, right? The sort of comfort level, the familiarity, you know, the same is true of Rantanen, you know, being able to get like a full season's worth of experience on a specific line. Even though it would be hard for him to improve upon his playoff performance. Although, you know, you could make the argument that, well, like, yeah, he could have, you know, showed up in the Edmonton series. But of course, none of the forwards showed up in the Edmonton series, except, oddly enough, Jason Robertson, who was kind of, absent the previous two, which I think, again, I think has an excuse. But yeah, man, I'm glad you seem to kind of find, you know, even though I know you hate analytics and you want to talk about Ryan Reeves and you want to watch old videos of Darrin Hatcher punching Kelly Chase, just like I do. I will admit I still watch hockey fights on occasion, just going to YouTube, that's terrible. It's a terrible thing to admit, but nonetheless, like I'm glad that you kind of saw kind of what the vision was for kind of this particular piece.
It's a long lasting debate and analytics will tell me I'm wrong, but I'm just saying I am now protecting Macklin Celebrini. Sidney Crosby said he'd loved having Ryan Reeves around. So I'm just saying I'm protecting my guys, my young talent by having Ryan Reeves on that San Jose Sharks team.
Okay. We won't get too off topic, but I do want to pin you on this, which is how often is Ryan Reeves going to be on the ice with Macklin Celebrini?
No. It doesn't have to be on the ice, but if he's active and he's on the bench, they're going to think twice. Yes. This is something that I will dig the grave and you can put me in there and I'll still be saying I'm right.
What are the chances Ryan Reeves, let's say, I'm trying to think of who's a good Jacob Trouba, right? Let's say Jacob Trouba runs Celebrini.
Yeah.
What are the chances that Jacob Trouba is going to drop the gloves with Ryan Reeves?
Well, even if he doesn't drop the gloves, I think Ryan Reeves will then send a message with another player on that team.
I feel like you are technically digging yourself deeper, but I know. I'll give you credit.
Completely understand.
Sticking to the bit.
Yeah. It's like my thing of I was crying all last year that the Stars weren't physical enough. And now all of a sudden in the offseason, everyone's talking about physicality and we need to be more physical.
This is something that I think it's a good thing to hear. I think what Glenn Gulitzin is saying is completely valid. And this is something that even like analytics have kind of actually, you know, sort of also helped illustrate, right? Analytics is not anti physicality, you know, anti check-in, et cetera. No, like there's a lot of evidence to indicate that, yeah, there are certain elements of physicality that are essential, in part because hockey is just a violent game, right? I mean, it's like some of us may not like to admit it, but it is. And part of that, you know, there's some of us who are attracted to the violence within that. I think my thing is, I don't necessarily think that sort of I would like to see the postseason veer away from this kind of sort of Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome kind of atmosphere, because I think for the most part, like, it's rare that like we get just like an honest physical game, which still exists. Like the Four Nations faceoff was a great example. Like, there were no cheap shots. Yes, there were fights, but sure, there was a good, honest hockey game. And I feel like the NHL playoffs kind of doesn't know how to do that, doesn't know how to calibrate that physicality. And you end up with like the cheap shots we saw in the Florida Tampa series. Like, I don't want to see
Barkov
getting like headshot by like Brandon Hagel.
But I don't think Ryan Reeves is an overly dirty player.
No, that's a good, I mean, he's thrown some dirty shit, but for the most part, he's a straight up, like, you know, insofar as an enforcer can be a straight up player for the most part.
I will say this, it's a terrific article. And you do point out at the end about your interview with Matt Rodell, the director of analytics for the Stars, that you're even more convinced now, because something Rodell said that really sticks with you. Analytics and the eye test are only rarely tension pieces. On the contrary, they tend to live in harmony. Don't be surprised, in other words, if what works in theory also works in practice for Dallas, whether or not it's what we expect. I thought that was a really good ending, because what you're putting out there in this D Magazine article is analytics that the Stars are also looking at.
Yeah, and it's also something that is, you know, whether or not, you know, you sort of buy into the numbers or not, it's something that every team is looking at as something to, you know, add just that extra 2%, that edge, right? We saw it with the, you know, we've seen it with Florida, right? Florida, you know, very famously has analytics guru and former poker player Sonny Mehta on their analytics staff, who has a very close relationship with Bill Zito. Now, is it the relationship that I think that Jeff Merrick claims it is, given some of Merrick's comments, you know, about like Robertson? Probably not. But, you know, like there's video of like Zito at some of these, you know, analytics conferences himself, where, you know, he's kind of talking about like his understanding, the value they provide, and also just kind of something that I think any team would be kind of foolish not to be looking at, because it's not about like, hey, I found some numbers, this seems like a big deal, you know, let's try to like implement it with the coaching staff. Maybe something like that can happen, but that's not really the point. The point is, you know, categorization, being able to understand not just kind of like who these players are, but who they are in comparison to their peers, you know, whether or not, you know, your top six forwards are producing or playing like top six forwards, goaltending, or, you know, like defense. I think defense pairs are huge too. And that was something that I really liked in these kind of preliminary lines, which is that, and something that I thought was really, that really hurt Dallas down the stretch, especially once they brought in Cody Ceci, which is that DeBoer was so wedded to Harley and Heiskanen as a pair that it didn't matter that the other pairs were drowning. And so I think having Harley and Heiskanen on separate pairs, especially Harley with Lundqvist, if he can kind of take that next step, I think would just be massive. Because something that Harley showed is that, you know, this guy is not just a number one defenseman. He is an elite defenseman and right there among his peers. Again, early in his career, but I think that's another thing that could just pay huge dividends just by virtue of Gullitson being less stubborn with, you know, these defense pairs, and also with this idea that, well, you have two offensive guys, that doesn't work. As we saw in Heiskanen's absence, Harley's defense is fine. It's not perfect, but it's gotten better every year, and he's been able to play well defensively, you know, even in the playoffs, right, when the stakes were at their highest. So these are all like subtle things that I think could be vital to making Dallas a better team, regardless of whether or not, you know, they have extra $10 million to sink into below replacement level players.
Well, let's do some quick hitters. No, it makes sense. Let's do some quick hitters, because you had mentioned the defense and the defense pairings. Sean Shapiro was our last podcast guest, and he sat down with Glenn Gulitzen, and Gulitzen told him that we will see Miro Heiskanen at times killing penalties, and that Miro's the top defender. So, you know, in Sean's eyes, and it made sense. And I wanted to get your thoughts as far as Miro Heiskanen as part of that penalty kill.
Can I talk about fancy stats?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk about whatever you want.
So to me, this has always been a no-brainer, which is, I know that, you know, I get the instinct, which is that, well, you know, a player like Heiskanen, who's, you know, not like, you know, not one of the bigger defenders, you know, you don't necessarily want him sort of blocking shots and sort of getting physical in front of the net and things like that. For me, I don't care. I mean, there are so many elite defensemen that, you know, are Heiskanen size, even smaller, like Jared Spurgeon, that have no problem playing on the penalty kill, because especially in this day and age where the penalty kill is less about a bunch of traffic in front of the net and teams looking for rebounds, that can be a strategy, that can be an effective strategy, but it's more about making reads. It's more about, you know, anticipating routes, being first to the puck in the corners. Like, Heiskanen excels in this area. In addition to the fact that, like, when you look at his numbers, when you look at Dallas's PK away from Heiskanen, Dallas is actually better, is much better with Heiskanen than they are without him, even better than Lindell's numbers. And so, to me, it's just, this is who Heiskanen is. Heiskanen is a shutdown defenseman by nature. That's his DNA. Yes, he happens to have some offensive skills, but that to me is just like, also, yes, credit to Lindell for, you know, playing like the entire game on the PK. That's great. You don't need to have a guy doing that, though. You know, you don't need to have a guy on the PK all the time. You know, God forbid, like, you know, he blocks a shot and gets injured because, you know, he ran like, you know, all 12 minutes that the Stars were on the PK for the night. Like, I don't understand that. And even though Lindell excels in that area, you know, does not mean like Dallas doesn't have the ability to be better on the PK with Heiskanen's added presence. You know, it's not like Dallas's PK was like, you know, some like lights out unit, you know, in the playoffs. I mean, they've had really good numbers over the years with Nazardine. And I'm not saying they're bad, because they're not, just that, you know, they have another gear that they could potentially unlock with Heiskanen's presence.
Obviously, Ovechkin is going to be moving on, and there's going to be celebrations across the league. I did want to point out that Anze Kopitar has announced that he'll be retiring from the NHL after this season. This is his 20th season in the NHL. So it's interesting. Plays in L.A. Most of the games are at late at night, when people on the East and a lot of us in the Central can't watch all of his games. But real quick, I just want to throw out there Anze Kopitar and what he's accomplished. And this first one actually means a lot, because, you know, the game has grown internationally, but Kopitar was the first player from Slovenia to play in the NHL. So think of that from a country perspective and how beloved he is in his own country. And by the way, Slovenia, pretty good international team now. Two Stanley Cups, two Frank J. Selke trophies, three Lady Byng Memorial trophies, one Mark Messier Leadership Award, five All-Star Game appearances, 1,454 games played. If he stays healthy, he will break the 1,500 games played mark, 1,278 points. David, I don't know what to say. I mean, he's always been one of my favorite players, and on here, it doesn't talk about his two-way game, which has been exceptional. His draws in the face-off circle, you know, he's always been one of the best. You know, maybe it's just me, because I've been such an Anze Kopitar guy. If people listen to Spits and Suds, anytime the LA Kings are coming around, I'm like, you got to see this guy. But I just wonder if he played for the New York Rangers or something like that, or an original six team, if we would not be talking about this the same way we talk about Patrice Bergeron, let's say, for his illustrious Bruins career.
Yeah, no, I don't really have anything to add there. You know, I watch, you know, a lot of non-Stars hockey, and Kopitar is kind of right up there with, you know, one of the best players you know, kind of his era, not just because he's a champion, but because, he was like a. I would never say he was as good defensively as Bergeron, but Bergeron was perfect defensively. So that is not a criticism at all. You know, Kopitar was right up there in his class, and that's a testament to him. And also, like, I don't think enough gets said about like how how like he's still been able to be effective in his advanced age. Like, that's
amazing,
especially when you consider his like style. You know this. You know, Kopitar was not like, you know, some sort of like, you know, fancy playmaker or anything like that. No, he was a guy that really kind of, you know, two way, dug in the corners, really good forechecker. And so the fact that he's like Slovenian is huge. You know, we always kind of pay lip service to kind of grow in the game, but like, what does it actually mean? Well, that's part of it, right? You know, if another Slovenian can watch hockey and feel like they see themselves in Kopitar, well, then you're much more likely to find the next Kopitar. And that's what we want, right? You know, we want, you know, these like, you know, players from, you know, different areas and different places to be a part of this game, because of course, the more players, the more people that connect with hockey, you know, the more potential there is for more elite talent, as opposed to, you know, filling the fourth line with a guy that can only chuck knuckles. And that's, you know, so
man, that's your new dig at me.
I feel bad too, because like, I think, you know, whenever I hear Ryan Reeves kind of talk, like he's a really likable guy, and you know, I don't want to like badmouth him or anything like that.
But, Well, I'll just throw this out there. It is absolutely amazing. 20 years with one team too. We don't talk about that a lot, but the dedication to the LA Kings, the least amount of points that he's had in a King sweater is 42. Now, that's not a bad season by, you know, many NHL player standards. They only played 47 games that year because of the NHL lockout in 2012-2013. So he was playing international prior to that, 34 points in 31 games. But how about that? 47 games, 42 in a strike shortened season. So I want to give him his love that he deserves, because he's got to be first ballot, right?
Yes. However, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is there anybody on the current or future Stars roster that you think has a Kopitar-esque ability? And it could be anybody. Like I said, future, it could be a prospect that you think has that potential.
Yeah, I would say, because of Kopitar's effectiveness in the faceoff circle and because of Kopitar's two-way game, if I was going to add up not just point production, I would say the closest comparison would be Wyatt Johnston.
I mean, I was hoping you'd say Angus McDonald.
Oh, well, I mean, maybe.
Or is it McDonnell? I actually don't know how to pronounce it.
You know, name. I mean, let's get some good time in Texas, and then I can make that decision.
Okay, so you really think Johnston has like that sort of Kopitar DNA?
I don't know if he has that as good as Kopitar, but he, to me, I think he has the potential to be in talks as far as a top first line center in this league. That's one of my questions about Roope Hintz. Is I love Hintz as a player, but I need more consistency. I mean, when I look at the top centers in this league, consistency comes to mind, where even if it's a good defensive play, somehow, some way, I mean, Patrice Bergeron, you wouldn't necessarily like, oh my goodness, Patrice Bergeron's there, until he makes this unbelievable defensive play or a massive draw at the end of the game, or he scores a big goal. Somehow, some way, he would show up. I don't necessarily get that for every game with Roope Hintz. Now, hopefully that will change. Sometimes it's injuries, but do I think that Roope Hintz can be a consistent first line center? I really do. I think he's terrific, but that's why I'm kind of intrigued as far as moving him to a wing as well.
See, I would disagree. I would say that Hintz is a really good 2C. Like, I don't think he, I think, yes, he's had moments where he's kind of given you like 1C production, but like, I don't really see, you know, when I, and again, this is just nitpicking, like Hintz is a fantastic player. Like, don't get me wrong. But I don't really think of like Hintz as a player that can necessarily take over a game. He can capitalize on opportunities as well as anyone in the game. But I don't ever see him as, you know, somebody that really sort of controls the ice. I think it's in part because I think some of his, you know, his game's like a little limited. Like, I know that, yes, he's fast and he can shoot well, but I don't necessarily think his game is as multidimensional as maybe he sometimes get credit for, simply because, you know, he can play relatively well defensively, or because he can like score. You know, if you look at players like Kopitar and Bergeron, right, you know, it wasn't just about, you know, their two-way chops. It was also about like so many other things, whether it was like how they controlled the middle of the ice defense. Like, I don't think Hintz is a player that controls the middle of the ice defensively. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I think it's, I mean, we already know that Johnson is the first line center because he got first line center minutes this past season. So, you know, if Hintz can just be the second line center, like, Dallas is in fine position. But yeah, like, there was a lot more texture to like Kopitar and Bergeron's games than there is to Hintz. And that's not really a knock on him. Like, there are very few players that will ever be as good as Kopitar and Bergeron. But I do think a lot of Dallas's fortunes, especially if you're talking about a team that can win the cup, are going to rest on Wyatt Johnson being that Kopitar like player, which to me, like, Johnson reminds me kind of more of like Taze than Kopitar, but like, again, same sort of like profile in general.
You are an absolute beast, by the way. It was great to see. I know you and I have talked about Arno Tiefensee, so it was cool to finally see him in person. Real good kid, just a great smile. And I thought overall he looked pretty good. Detroit certainly had the higher draft picks on the ice, but you know, I don't know what your thoughts were. The other one that stood out for me was Trey Taylor. I'm excited to see him play a full year in Texas and see what he can do.
A solid goaltender, obviously didn't have the best defense in front of him, but the guy that stood out, the one that I just never would have expected, was Charlie Paquette. He was so noticeable kind of all over the ice, not just as a physical presence, but as somebody that kind of made some like pretty nice and crisp passes, like stretch passes too, like not just like, you know, some, you know, little mini outlets or anything like that. So he was an overager that was picked in this year's draft. I would expect him to be, you know, really good based on that this year, but he's the one that stood out the most, even though, you know, you really don't want to take too many, like, you know, broad lessons from, you know, just like a quick tournament. But that was the guy that stood out the most to me.
The pride of Essex, Ontario. How about that? There you go.
Pierre McGuire here.
All right. So I joined David's Discord, and you can too. It's a Stars yes. Discord. It's free of charge. So you can go in there and fight with Stars fans. And you said Sean's in there, Robert's in there, David's in there. It's your opportunity to go back and forth with these guys. You can make fun of me. Totally. I'm down for it. The article that I want everyone to check out is the one that we've been talking about, Lessons in Chemistry. It's on D Magazine. It's a very optimistic article regarding this year's Stars. He has two Substacks. One is called Star Stack. So support David through that, as well as Sticks and Salvos, which is more analytics and more of a broad stroke as far as the NHL is concerned. Mr. Tarrant County, it's great to hear from you.
I'm going to change my handle to that on the Discord, just Mr. Tarrant County.
Absolutely. And quit avoiding Robert Tiffin and I, and we'll go out to dinner together. All right.
Hey, as long as I don't get involved with any like crappy car mechanic shops, yes, I owe Robert a dinner. I owe you dinner. I owe Mike dinner. This will be corrected in short order.
We are taking you out to dinner, man. We're going to show you Fort Worth like you've never seen before.
Fort Worth or Dallas?
No, we're gonna do Fort Worth, man. Fort Worth's okay, a beautiful right. place. We always have these awkward dismounts too on Spits and Suds whenever we're together.
I mean, you still have me like just fuming over here about Ryan Reeves. Like, oh, I gotta.
I'm really sorry about that. You know what? That is fine, and I understand that if you put like six people on a panel, and five of them would disagree with me, and I'm okay. I'd be the other guy. I'm just an old school hockey player. I'm not saying drop the mitts all the time, but you know, am I happy that the stars are bigger in their lineup? Yeah. Am I happy that they're gonna hit? Yeah, I am. So
because. Real quick, who was your favorite enforcer back in the day? It doesn't have to be the best enforcer, right? Just who.
So, like, enforcer
favorite?
Or person that mucked it up, or
I would go with enforcer, but it can be either or.
Yeah. Okay, so Jay Miller of the Boston Bruins.
Whoa, that is that is a fantastic answer.
Thanks.
That guy, yeah, he was. He was fantastic. I think also, like, I would say probably, like, top 20. If we were rating, like, you know, all-time, like, fighters, like, Jay Miller, I think, makes the top 20. I mean, he wasn't afraid of Joe Koser. I mean, that's a great answer. I did not expect you to have, you know, that level of game with your enforcer history. I can see why you like Ryan Reeves.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Well, I mean, you know, I try. You know, I think another guy, which is interesting, and, you know, we talked, you know, Cam Neely was an enforcer for Vancouver when he first came into the league, and Harry Sinden of the Bruins saw something in him as far as, hey, this guy has, you know, some soft hands. So it's kind of like, it's interesting. Bob Probert for the Red Wings, known as one of the, you know, best tough guys in the history of NHL. What we don't talk about, 90-91, 16 goals, 91-92, 20 goals, 92-93, 14 goals, 95-96, 19 goals. I mean, his high, 91-92, you know, he had 44 points. Like nowadays, yeah, that's going to score you millions of dollars. And you know what I mean? We don't think of Bob Probert like that. What I'm trying to say is like, is Nathan Bastian going to score 40 odd points for the Stars? No. But in the tape that I've watched, I'm just letting people know the guy has soft hands for a guy his size.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's kind of one of the things that's always like, you know, you're sort of like old men yelling at clouds, like, you know, sort of watches hockey fights all the time. Crowd, you know, doesn't talk about enough, which is, you know, how much of like actual hockey was maybe kind of robbed of like some of these players.
Yes.
Like, what was it? Chris Simon had like a 30 goal a year.
Yeah.
For Colorado. Of course, rest in peace. I think Donald Brashear had like a couple pretty productive seasons. Yeah, man, like some of these players like had real chops, but of course didn't really get to exercise it much because, you know, they were too busy having punch in the face contests.
Yeah, that makes sense too. But I mean, they had a job to do and, you know, they did it to the best of the ability. You the man, buddy, and really excited to talk to you again soon as we get into the season. I will think about this Spits and Stills podcast idea name that you keep throwing my way.
That sounds good. But again, it has to be just you and me, nobody else.
I will take it into consideration. He is the greatness of David Castillo. It is always fun. Please go support David, and please go support the on-time experts. So cool that they came on board and said, hey, we like the podcast. Keep talking hockey. So we'll be back with another podcast soon. Man, we brought you a lot of podcasts this week. We got some interviews that we're going to do in the next couple of weeks that I think you're really going to be intrigued in, as well as we make our way towards Stars regular season. Game number one. Until our next podcast, have a great day, everyone.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.